are listening to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. The time is 6 p.m. on KBOO FM. Stay tuned. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio Live Edition. Hello, everybody. It's great to be here live with you today on this day of genocide cover-up. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. It's so fantastic to talk to you all live in KBOO Studios. It's so fantastic to hear you all again. I am obviously way too excited to be here today. We're going to be doing our show live. So for the next 2 hours, you'll be hearing us, yes, you're correct, live on the air. So this is Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. We're going to be starting off with one of my personal favorite tracks by Teeks. He is a Maori singer with a voice of gold, let me tell you. This is Teeks, If Only, here on Rose City Native Radio 90.7 FM.
And I'm sorry. If I could change things, girl, don't you think I would? Now I'm down on my knees, and I'm asking God, why would you do this to me? Why would you do this to me? Oh, if only I could love you, love you like you want me to, then everything would be alright. And if only it was that easy, if only it was that simple, if only I could pick my fingers, hey, hey. Explain myself, baby, you wouldn't understand. It's all this love that you're giving, I can't return. Now I feel like I've let you down, oh, I've let you down. If only I could love you like you want me to, then
decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
that was A Tribe Called Red with Burn Your Village to the Ground, and before that, Teeks with If Only. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio Live. Hello, hello. It is Jack Malmstrom. Hello, I am here to say hello. It has been over 2 years. Hi. Hello. Skitash. Skitash. Aninak Chugig. Jack Malmstrom. So nice to see y'all again. Hello. I am back in the KBOO studio. Can you imagine it? For today, on the day of Thanksgiving, right, on the day of Genocide Cover-Up Day, or whatever you choose to call it, I am here live in the studio, which is a rare treat for all of us. So, alas, my coworker Nick Yellow Horse is unable to join me today, but you're going to listen to me rant and rave, so I hope you're okay with that. So, today is Thanksgiving. We have a lot to talk about. We have so much to talk about. So much to talk about. Sorry, just a second here. We just have a lot. Like, it's been so long. It's been so long, and I'm so excited to see y'all, or like to talk to y'all and to really like be there. I'm just very excited. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to be here. It's such a trip. So, hello. Hi, I'm live on air. It is 6:16 right now on KBOO.FM. Hello, this is Rose City Native Radio Live. Hi. So, for this day of Genocide Cover-Up Day, or whatever you want to call it, this is really a time to reflect, right? We've been through 2 years of quarantine. We've been through 2 years of mutual aid and realizing that the system that we are built into doesn't necessarily work. We do not dream of labor. We dream of, like, potentially working from home at tops. And understanding that the way that the systems are as current do not work for us. They do not serve us. And it is something that our Indigenous people have known for a long time. So welcome to the struggle. And maybe we'll play that for you next. Maybe we'll play you a little bit of Boogie the Beat as we get into this. But what I want to say is, you know, welcome. Welcome so much. As we look into this and as we continue in our journeys, thank you so much for joining and thank you so much for listening in. So you're going to hear me rant a little bit because it's been a while. Let's be real. It's been a while since you heard me yell about capitalism and all of that fun stuff. I'm just trying to gather my brain, you know? It's been so long since I've been live. So, what I'm saying is, hello, Skiktosh. Welcome to the Decolonial Hour on KBOO, am I right? It's been a while. You've heard music, but it hasn't been a minute. It's been a minute since you've heard actual music. Let's be real here. It's been a minute since you've heard music from us and commentary on top of it too. And you know, I just want to say thank you so much for listening in. So what do you do today? What really does Genocide Cover-Up Day really mean? Like Thanksgiving and all of that, right? How do you decolonialize that? Well, to be real, there is no decolonization of this colonial holiday. This holiday is meant to make colonial people, to make settlers feel better about what just happened to our country, right? How this was founded. Understand, this country at its basic core, and I mean truly at its basic core, is about colonialism, is about genocide. If you look into it, you know, there's a shirt that's been going around and plenty of other things. If you look into the Declaration of Independence, right, we are marked down as merciless Indian savages. I'll say it again. We are marked down as merciless Indian savages. The founding fathers of this so-called country that is the United States was founded on the idea that we are so ungovernable, we are so uncivilized, that white people need to come from Europe to help us civilize, to help us become a quote-unquote civilized nation. What we were doing was absolutely unacceptable by European standards. Therefore, they needed to come and craft a document and craft laws that, and a system even, that made our tribal beliefs illegal, that made our tribal beliefs understandable as savage beliefs, as ungovernable, uncivilized beliefs. That is the core of the United States. When we talk on this show, when Nick and I talk on this show of the foreign government of the United States, that is what we mean exactly. We have Europeans coming over from across the pond to impose their own beliefs upon our peoples, upon how women need to be seen, not heard. Women need to be in the kitchen and taking care of children, when in reality, in tribal beliefs, that wasn't always the case. Women need to be in domestic situations. Men need to be in manual labor situations. That was not always the case for our tribal people yet. As the Mayflower, as the many ships came across the sea, that soon became the regular. That soon became the normal. Anything against that was seen as abnormal, was seen as un-American, was seen as weird and othered by the Constitution, by the founding of this country. Learn your history before this. Learn before the Founding Fathers. Learn before the Declaration of Independence. Those who you think are quite liberal, Ben Franklin and others, are not as liberal as you think, because they refer to us as merciless Indian savages. They see our two-spirit people as concubines. They see our matriarchs as uncivilized. They need to be in the kitchen. They need to be only focused on childbirth and child rearing. They cannot have roots in war negotiations. They cannot be warriors. They cannot help lead a nation. No. According to European standards, women are to be seen, not heard. Therefore, that is how our tribal ways have been for over 100 years. Question your tribal roots, even. Indigenous people, I ask you, question your tribal roots. Were we always a patriarchal system? Truly and honestly, be true to yourself. Look into the deep and dark depths of where we come from. Were we truly a patriarchal system? A matriarchal system? Or was it that men and women both had equal rights in our tribes? Equal institutions, equal responsibilities. We brought what we could to the community and served our community as well as we could. But there was no set rules before the ships came across the sea. Do we refer to the ships across the sea? Many tribal communities still refer to what was placed on us, blood quantum, gender roles, cisgender. We do not acknowledge two-spirit identities. We do not acknowledge LGBTQ folks, even though they were once sacred before those ships crossed the Atlantic, crossed the seas to come to us, before the Spanish, before the English. Question your tribal governments. I say this to you. Question your tribal governments. Question. Were we always like this? Did we always have these churches here? No. When did these churches really pop up in our tribal communities? Really, truly question that. When was the Mormon church founded in our tribal community? When was the Catholic church founded in our tribal community? When was the Christian church founded in our tribal community? And what they come to offer us? We offer you food. We offer you alcohol. We offer you so-called medicine, as long as you come to us and memorize Bible verses. As long as you come to us and convert to Christianity and bring one extra person to come and convert. Salvation comes at a price. question the churches on your reservation where salvation comes at a price. And remember, they were not always there. They were not always there. Mormonism was not always there. Christianity was not always there. Catholicism was not always there. Understand, our ancestors were there from the beginning. Understand, how do we honor them as opposed to honoring the sacrifices they made in order to get food and shelter? We understand that we had to assimilate, right? We were forced to assimilate in order to get food, shelter, and so on. Forced assimilation. We do not need that anymore. We do not need their services. You can retreat back to the old ways, to the ways our ancestors wanted us to before we had to convert them in order for the church to not notice that we were continuing on these certain services, these certain beliefs. Today, of all days of Thanksgiving, we're here to celebrate our family. Celebrate that you survived. Your line, your indigenous line, survived genocide. Your indigenous line survived forced assimilation. Your indigenous side survived forced Christianity. Whether you are now a devout Catholic, a devout Christian, a devout Mormon, a devout whatever, understand your relatives did that in order to survive. In order for your line to survive, go back to the beginning and understand why that was even necessary. These churches came to us with a specific goal in mind. Just like the person who goes out into the yard in jail or in school, you find the biggest person, the most respected person, you knock them out, you think you get the world. They came to us knowing if we convert the medicine people, if we convert the two-spirit people, if we convert the most respected people in this community, that is how we get them. That is how we convert them to our way of life. And understanding that if we take away their source of food, their source of water, their source of living in general, we establish a church and say, do you want food? Do you want medicine? Memorize these Bible verses. Understand why your family is Christian now. It is a harsh truth, but it's a harsh truth that you really need to ask yourself on today of all days and beyond. I challenge you. Question. If anything, our ancestors want us to question, why are we Christian? Why do we follow this belief that came across the seas in a total understanding of dominating who we are and disappearing? So much of our culture that they chose not to understand. Resurrect those ancestors. I challenge you to resurrect those ancestors. I challenge you to look back past Christianity. I challenge you to resurrect those from 1491, 1490, 1489. 1480, I challenge you to resurrect those ancestors, to understand who you were before Christianity even touched our shores. Accept your two-spirited relatives. Accept your LGBTQ relatives, because you know what? They were seen as sacred. They were seen as sacred in so many tribes. We were blessed. We were the in-betweeners. We were the negotiators. We were the ones who saw in between, and you respected that. It wasn't seen as a perversion. It wasn't seen as something other. It was seen as something natural because it is natural. It runs in not only the human line, in nature's line, in dolphins, in octopi, in so many different animal species. It is natural. But the Europeans come across and tell us it is unnatural. And if you want it, if you want to survive, if you want food, if you want sanctuary, if you want shelter, you will see this is unnatural. Boarding school taught us that. Our ancestors who went to boarding school were taught homophobia. Homophobia is a learned behavior, people. homophobia is not traditional to our traditional lands. Two-spirited people are sacred. I want you to say this aloud right now. Two-spirited people are sacred. Of today, of all days, you do not need a turkey to make up for the hundreds of years, the thousands of years of survival, of torture, of genocide, of religious persecution, of your own tribal beliefs, of being told that you are not enough, of being told that you would be primitive. You would be nothing if not for the Europeans' way of coming over, which is a lie. We were so well done before the Europeans came over. We had an entire trading hub. We had tons of trading routes crossing over through Mexico into Canada. We had our own missionaries coming from Mexico, from the Aztec Empire, coming to recruit indigenous people in the middle of America. We had our own way of life. We were not primitive. We were quite advanced. But they made us think we were less than. We were less than because we did not choose gunfire. We were less than because we did not choose to sleep with cattle and sheep and contract these diseases that white people brought over. We are not less than. We are so much more. Relearn that. Your ancestors were not beating together rocks. Your ancestors were on ancient trade routes. Your ancestors were traveling from Canada to southern Mexico. Your ancestors were so much more than you even believe and understand, because the Europeans took that from us. The belief of coming across this river and understanding that you were primitive to them, you see it through white eyes. Understand that your tribe, where you come from, was so far advanced beyond these white people's beliefs that you had to teach them how to survive in these lands. White people would not survive if not for indigenous ingenuity, if not for indigenous knowledge, and they wiped that aside. They choose Squanto, who happened to speak English. They choose tokens, who happened to feed into their narrative. Do not forget. This land is built on genocide. These white people, they created their camps on the graves of indigenous people who died from sickness they brought over. Never forget. Never forget who you come from. Your people were strong. Your people were so much more complex than the English could even fathom. So much so that a large portion of the tribal people in the Americas, their English name translates to what? Their English name translates to, I don't understand what you're saying. Because they are so simple, they come here and hear repeated phrase and assume that is your name and give you that name. So you are now the white tribe. You are now the, I have no idea what you're saying, tribe. When you know your truth. I am Akimal Otham. I am not Pima. I am not Papago. I am Akimal Otham. But because we could not understand what the Spanish were saying, what the English were saying, we are Pima. Because that is part of the sentence of, I do not know what you are saying. The ignorance. We are bred from ignorance. Our names are bred from ignorance. And we are encouraged to be ignorant about our own people. Do not believe the lie. We were so much more than they could ever grasp. But they wanted to bury it. Part of colonialism, part of fascism, is you are so better off with us. You are banging rocks before we got to you, which is an absolute lie. You are more than they could ever imagine. You had complicated trade routes. You knew tribes from the east to the west of the United States, from the north to the south, deep into Canada, deep into Mexico and beyond. People came to you, to Cahokia, to other major cities, three times the size of London, I might add, to trade, to negotiate, to barter, to communicate, to culturally exchange. Route 66 is more than just a road. Route 66 is built on an ancient native trade route that no one talks about. There were roads, there were farms, there were cities way beyond English settlement. You are more than your tribal's English name. You are so much more beyond the English name. You are so much more beyond negotiating with the President of the United States. The United States is foreign government to you, and never forget that. We are in occupied land. We are currently foreign occupied. Never forget that. Indigenous people, it is time to rise up. It is time to question what you were always taught. Were we as dumb as we were taught that we are? Were we as useless before English colonization? Absolutely not. Because we know for a fact, in this fictional story of Thanksgiving, the English were useless until Indigenous people taught them how to plant corn, how to survive in this land. What they don't tell us is that the English squatted on graveyards of villages that they wiped out. The sickness that they brought. An entire village will be dead due to smallpox, due to the vile illness they bring. And then they would squat on these people's graves. On the land that they owned. This is a nation of squatters. Squatters pretending that they knew what was best for us. We are the ones who helped them survive in the first place, and I'm sure more than plenty are questioning whether or not that was actually a good idea. We sent the Vikings packing. Maybe we should have sent these Puritans packing. Question it. You were raised in this, but question why you were raised in this. Question what boarding school taught you. Question what everybody on your res taught you. What happened before that? What was it like in the before time? How much is left in the before time? How much is hidden in Christian ceremony? How much is hidden purely for survival that we have blended it so together that we can't even tell the difference? Question everything, my Indigenous siblings. White folk, if you are listening, find ways to turn your funds into these people. Give Indigenous people money. Give them your land, give them your money, give what you can. Educate yourself on Indigenous people's history of the United States. Recognize that you play a part in this system that continuously oppresses us. Do what you can to step away from that, but do not put yourself above other people as if you are the exemption to the rule. You will never be. Understand you will always be a part of the problem and not necessarily the solution, and be okay with that. You don't have to move to Europe, but what you have to do is acknowledge that being here, you are in stolen land. Support those who are trying to get their land back in whatever state you are in. Look it up. There's plenty of us here who could use funds, who could use support, who could use the platform that you have as a non-native person. Amplify those voices. Listen to us and what we need. We do not need you to come into our communities to tell us what we need. We need you to listen. Do not talk. Listen. We are the original guardians of this land. We will understand this land better than you could ever understand in a million years. So be quiet and listen. Listen to Indigenous voices. Listen to those who have experienced almost 300 years of oppression. Listen To those who understand this land better than you will ever understand yourself. To those who creation stories come from. We are the pure clay of this land. We are molded from this land based on our creation stories. And you build a highway through our God's home. Listen. Listen. Give money when you can. Support when you can, but your voice is rarely needed. Amplify ours. As you sit with your family, question things. Amplify how you can support Indigenous causes. You are not meant to be on the front lines of these causes. You are meant to use your platform to support it, to recognize that you have privilege and can amplify these voices. But it is never about you. It is about these people. It is about the stewards of the land, the original inhabitants of these lands. It is not about you, white people. It is about the original inhabitants of these lands. I do not come here to stroke your ego. I do not come here to educate you on the plight of the Indigenous person. I come here to play and enhance as much as I can Indigenous voices, including my own. Skugtosh, Anim Nakchugig, Jack Malstrom. I am here. I'm a Kamala Atom. I am Yaqui. I am from southern Arizona and northern Sonora, Mexico. Those are my tribal lands. Honor those whose land you're on today. Research! A simple Google search will tell you whose land you're on today. Give money to those tribes. You can find a way. I believe in you. Coming up next, we have Mob Bounce. Welcome to the struggle here on Rose City Native Radio.
Spiral, spinning in a flame pit, I'm a pyro. Sound in hands, we gone viral. In this round dance, native style. River current converging to electro, that's my hydro. Red boy, sad boy, welcome to my road. We up on the high road, red road, going red mode on a high note. Coming under my throat, chakra boost, talk to you, I'm a coyote. We shape ship into a bird and fly out. This flame, the spirit never dies out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Welcome to the struggle, to the struggle.
Yo, the air to my diaphragm, we're connected. Spine rolls, my body folds, I stand corrected. Releasing energy, my body holds, I am protected. We can be servant to the land, so the land's respected. Take matter into our own hands from what man infected. Mob switching it up like we ambidextrous. We address the false sense when my bounce flexes. Because changing the world is on our microphone checklist. I am home, check this. Home of the homophobe, racist, and sexist. Oppressive behavior detected. Bird's eye of a frog is what my family crest is. Spirit is something that we all should not mess with. Why are two two-legged, still aggressive. Why are some people less festive? Why do Simney gets get arrested for giving us all their perspective when they were the children who were taken and neglected? Reclaiming of identity will soon be perfected by intergenerational survivors affected. Every life was born introspective, but industrial living became way too defective, and I swear that that's their objective. No matter which political party gets elected, honor our Mother Earth before we wreck it and put that stain upon the silence. Samuel Beckett.
Welcome to the struggle, to the struggle.
We love to protest, man, and that fire is awakened in a lot of us. We live in a crazy time. It's beautiful. Life is a beautiful struggle.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you guys a little story about the House of Warriors.
We ain't the people of the copper shield, but I'll break it on the enemy. You know the deal. This ain't a kill shot, just to show you how it feels. This for peace with ourselves, man. We trying to heal.
Yeah, yo, hold on, hold on, tribes. If you're gonna break it down for everybody, then you gotta break it down right.
Yeah. We the people of the snow, man.
I gotta do the breaking copper on the enemy to find my serenity for the people that depend on me. To tell it like it is without sacrificing kosher. Power to the people, live long and prosper. Yeah, live long and prosper. Put up a copper shield for the million man roster. That said I ain't a killer but a black snake stopper. And a student of creation, I'm the young grasshopper. Put a fist to the sky now. Now bounce, bounce. Guatila balagula is how it's pronounced. Cause my people had enough, I can see them waking up. Caffeinated, educated with the seventh. They said you can have it. We're taking back a culture. They said you can have it. We're taking our identity. I'm bitch, I'm asking. We'll take it all back while we at it. Cause you know that we them killer bee savages. Red skin bandits. I like my bread white, but I'm still about my bannock. With a tribe I can manage, and I'm taking full advantage of this picture perfect plan, man. And only I'd planned it. I got my support with my people in my corner in the fight of our lives. Where we gotta push forward with the cousins from the island who were meant to feel like foreigners. Alarm clocks buzzing, it's the rise of the warriors.
I'm a Cancer born in June, how? I'm child of the moonlight, how? Raised without a silver spoon, now I'm the rose from the concrete that bloomed, how? Yeah, it's honor over wealth at the House of Warriors, man, that's how we stay victorious. A habitat on the world is glorious when we sweat and reach euphoria that'll heal our woes, yeah. We get no love and more hate. We've been warriors way before Golden State. Right out the gate, we don't get a clean slate, cause I have traits of those who died before the flags of the states in Canada. Pride cometh before the fall. It's all for one and one for all. We do it for the long haul. Like a totem pole, we stand tall, cause why?
Now we're here to stay, fighting through the pain. Coming out to play.
Where?
At the House of Warriors.
That was Mob Bounce with Welcome to the Struggle. And before that, well, after that, actually, Snotty Nose Rez Kids with House of Warriors. That's right, you're going to hear me yell for a little bit longer. We have, let's see, oh my goodness, it's been so long. I'm going to play a special poem, if I can find it. It's been, it truly has been so long. Man, it's been so long since I've since I've been here and since I've had access to all of these amazing files. I'm trying to find the right one. We have amazing poems. Let me see what I can find here. There we go. All right. So we're going to hear, trying to find it. It's a lot, like. Enjoy this Thanksgiving special for the time being. A throwback, if you will, Rose City Native Radio, KBOO, Portland.
They don't look like Indians to me, sir.
Thank God that's not the test of whether or not people have rights in this country or not, whether or not they pass your look test.
I will tell you right now, they don't look like Indians to me.
So we're going to let it play out for several more weeks.
The existing Keystone Pipeline is shut down following a leak this morning in the state of South Dakota.
210,000 gallons of oil spilled there.
Put these straight too far into the forest.
Yes, for there may be Indians about.
M-A-Y-F-L-O-W-E-R, that spells Mayflower.
You know what Mayflowers bring?
Pilgrims?
Nope.
Smallpox had arrived.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. Hello, hello, hello. No thanks, no giving. Happy Stuffing Your Face Day, everybody. How you doing, Portland? Hope you're enjoying this cold, cold holiday of lies. We got a great show for you. We have DJ Indian in the studio who will be doing the Indigenous Power Hour mix at 7. And we also have our TP Talk. We'll be playing poetry, music, and more for you on the Indigenous Perspective. Stay tuned.
Many years ago, in a land so free, freer than we know it today, buffalo ran free, the eagle soared up high, the mountains spoke of majesty. Now the land before us seems much more to us than ever. Than ever before. People have given their lives to protect it. Remember the older ones once more. Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here, put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. All that it says is you were once a native man. The times have changed, and so has the land. People are needing the resource that it gives. You'll be better off for the life that you will live. Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your hand card on the line.
buffalo ran free, and the eagle soared so high in the mountains. He spoke of majesty. Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here. Put your people on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign
together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
That was Ray Zaragoza with In the River, and before that, Joanne Shenandoah with Please Sign Here. Stay tuned for more music.
Indian legislation's on the desk of a do-right congressman. Now he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rope. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They'll send in federal tanks.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO has a mobile app. You can listen to all your favorite shows, subscribe to KBOO podcasts, even set KBOO as your alarm clock. Just look for KBOO on the iTunes and Google Play Store. And don't forget to leave us a five-star review.
My heart and